Hi, and welcome to the Valder Beebe Show, a new kind of spiritual talk show. I have the privilege to interview celebrities, spiritual leaders, and everyday people from across the planet, all for our awakening, enlightenment, and inspiration. The next few minutes, take the journey with me. I'm Valder Beebe, your host, and this is the Valder Beebe Show. Good morning, Dallas, and everybody else. Thank you so very much for joining me. You guys know I'm based in Dallas, so I'm going to tell you how the weather is. It's real rainy, but it's supposed to be beautiful this afternoon. So wherever you are, make your day the best day. Today, I've got a great guest who's going to give us a little mindful information. I have Dr. Claire Johnson. She's a PhD, and she's the author of Mindful Dreaming. Dr. Johnson, welcome to the Valder Beebe Show for the first time.
Thanks very much, Valder. I'm really happy to be here. Well, I'm calling you from Germany today. That's where I'm living at the moment.
I would wanted to talk with you about mindful dreaming. You say, harness the power of lucid dreaming for happiness, health, and positive change. And my husband tells me I'm a big dreamer. When I say sleeping dreamer. But you know, this only happened within the last, I'll say, 5 years. I dream, I talk, I act out. Okay. I do all kinds of things with my dream. So I thought I would talk to an expert, and maybe other people are the same. Start maybe with why dreams are important.
Well, dreams are important for all sorts of things. For a start, they have a healing function. Dreams help us to release emotions that are too strong. They're also good for problem solving. And neuroscience shows that dreaming consolidates memory and helps with the learning process. Basically, dreams are these vivid, multisensory experiences we have while we sleep. And they tell us stories in symbolic language. They tell us stories about how we feel, where we are in our lives right now, what our relationships with others are like, and where we'll end up if we stay on the path that we're on now. You know, some people dream of having a car accident. That can often be a sign that they're not on the right path in their lives. They need to slow down, be more careful. So dreams release emotions. They show us how we feel, and they emerge from our deep unconscious mind.
Because my next question is, how do you determine a dream from a nightmare? A nightmare is what we consider scares us, and a dream is usually like, you know, a big house, a bigger car, or something like that. That's an okay dream.
Many people have nightmares. Nightmares could be defined as any dream where you feel so upset that you wake up straight after that dream. The thing about nightmares is that they can be considered to be healing gifts. You don't have to be unhappy. We don't have to be crushed by nightmares, because we can look at them as something that's like a red flag saying, hey, you need to look at this aspect of your life. You need to change something. Or else they tell us, this is how you really feel about this situation. I remember one woman came to my workshop, and she had a terrible nightmare that she saw both of her grown-up daughters lying dead in open coffins. And of course, she was frantic after this dream. She thought, does it mean my daughters are going to die? And I said to her, well, when did you have the dream? What time in your life? What was happening in your life? And she said, oh, my youngest daughter had just left home, so both of my girls had gone. And then we realized very quickly that the dream was just showing her that on one level, she was grieving the fact that her daughters had gone. On one level, she felt almost like they died because they weren't living in her home anymore. It was empty nest syndrome. So that nightmare showed her, you need to acknowledge these really super strong feelings and then take steps to move on and resolve this emotional situation in your life.
Today, my interview guest is Dr. Claire Johnson, and she's the author of Mindful Dreaming. I want you guys to stay with me because maybe you'll learn something about your dreams, and also I'm giving away a copy of her book, so you got to stay tuned. You can interpret dreams. How do we interpret dreams?
Well, in my book, in Mindful Dreaming, I give all sorts of practical techniques of how we can do this. Now, I don't interpret other people's dreams, because dreams are incredibly personal, and I think really only the dreamer themselves can understand what their dream is saying. What I do in my workshops is facilitate a person unwrapping their dream for themselves. So I might ask them questions or, you know, give them something like a little visualization to do. One thing that works really well is when you re-enter the dream imaginatively and just allow it to play out without feeling any fear or too much emotion, and just see where it's going. And people have managed to unwrap really the message of their dreams by doing just these very simple little exercises, either through writing or engaging artistically with their dream, to see what the images look like when they get them down on the page. So there are so many different ways of doing dream work. And the thing is about dream work is that we have all the possibilities that we have when we become lucid in a dream. When we become lucid in a dream, we know that we're dreaming, and we can engage mindfully with the dream imagery directly in our unconscious mind. So that gives us this amazing potential for healing, for transformation, and for change on the very deepest level. When we change on that deep unconscious level, we can change patterns that have been preventing us from living our lives to the fullest, and we can learn to heal our lives.
Ooh, just fascinating information. The book is called Mindful Dreaming, Harness the Power of Lucid Dreaming for Happiness, Health, and Positive Change. Dr. Claire Johnson, where are you calling us from today, and why did you write the book?
Well, I'm calling you from Germany today, as is where I'm living at the moment. And the reason I wrote the book, well, all my life I've been a very vivid dreamer. My first ever memory is of a nightmare when I was drowning. I was 3 years old, and I realized in the dream I had a flash of lucidity and thought, I could either stay in this dream and drown, or I can wake myself up. So I rolled out of bed, and that woke me up. Then my mother told me that was just a dream, not real. And I thought, how could that not be real? That dream was more real than this real situation of being in my bedroom with my mother. And so right from the start of my life, I understood that there were these two different worlds. And as I grew up, I continued to have vivid dreams and also sleepwalking episodes and, of course, some nightmares and amazing lucid experiences as well, where I would fly over the family house. So all my life, my dreams have been talking to me and teaching me things, and they become my own form of therapy. If I have a problem, I ask my dreams for help, and they give me solutions. They put me on track again. It's just wonderful. It's like having a best friend who's always there to talk to.
Do you still dream?
Oh, I dream every single night, Lada. As you do, so I hear. Would you like to ask me something about your dreams?
I have so many. We'd be on here till like next month talking about my dreams. I feel I'm very spiritual. I don't have religious dreams or anything like that, but I have I have dreams that I think are related to spirituality, because I'm trying to cement those principles, and I do a lot of living those principles, how to be a better person, how to manifest. So in my dreams, I'm usually manifesting the things that my heart desires.
Well, that is just wonderful. Well,
Tell my husband that. He says I voiced him out loud.
Yeah, well, that's because you're very emphatic in your dreams, I think. You really mean what you're saying, and so much that your physical mouth says what's happening. Yeah.
Exactly.
That's fine. It's just annoying to your husband, I suppose.
Yeah, he's gotten used to it. And it, like I said, it's been about 5 years or something like that. I went from nightmares, though. I started with nightmares, and now I've gone to dreams.
Well, exactly. Well, that shows that you are on the right spiritual path, because you have managed to transform those nightmares and bad feelings and overstrong emotions into dreams that are nourishing and sustaining you in your life and pointing you in the right direction. Dreams can be incredibly spiritual. One of the chapters in Mindful Dreaming is on soul dreams, which are very deep spiritual dreams. They often involve a wise mentor or a guide, or else they involve experiences of light and a sense of the divine, a sense of communicating with something that's much deeper than our surface life. Mm-hmm. So dreams can go as deep as ever you could imagine, really.
Oh, I love that. So I got to give away a book so other people can love it as much as I do. If you guys go to my Facebook page, Valdra BB Show, and like the page, and you have to like it and share it. That's what they're telling me. You have to like it and share it. I will select one person, and I'll send you a copy of the doctor's book today. So you got to go to Facebook if you want a copy of Mindful Dreaming, and maybe you can start to look at your dreams in a different way, because I'm going to start to look at mine. I'm going to read the chapter on the soul. I need to read that chapter.
Yeah, you know all about that chapter already.
Well, Dr. Claire Johnson, if you could share with us, what is your dream for the book that you have written, Mindful Dream?
Simply that it helps people to become more aware of this whole part of their lives that so many people are not in touch with. I mean, if you think about it, there's a lot of buzz about mindfulness in our waking lives, but imagine how our lives could transform if we bring that mindfulness into the third of our lives that we spend asleep. And I think that when people understand and get in contact with their dreams, they can help not only themselves to advance in all sorts of ways, psycho-spiritually or also with healing, but also they can help others, including children. I never had any help as a child growing up with all my crazy dream experiences, and many children don't even today. So I guess my wish really is that more adults will understand the power of dreaming and be able to pass that on to their children, because children are the future. And they can do so much with their dreams. They don't have to be tormented by nightmares and not understanding what's going on. They can be helped so much. So I guess that's really my dream.
Oh, I love that. Parents, if you got a kid with nightmares, and I can tell you about nightmares, you need to get this book. Maybe you can be a facilitator in helping them to turn them into dreams that are good and positive. Dr. Claire Johnson, I love the work that you do. I love your soul.
You.
Your soul is so clean and fresh. I like that.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I love it. I can feel people's soul. That's something that came about during this show.
Yeah.
I love the way you are. So thank you for writing Mindful Dreaming. I wish you all the best that God has to offer. And please come back again and be a guest on the Valder Beebe Show. It takes more than one time to probably talk about a big topic like
dreams. Oh, for sure. Yeah. Oh, well, thank you. Thank you so much, Valder. It's been really lovely to talk to you, and you sound like an amazing dreamer. I'd love to have more time talking about your dreams.
I am a dreamer. I believe that
My
responsibility is simply to dream, and God will always dream a bigger dream, and He has so far. He has not failed. So thank you.
Yeah. Oh, well, thank you so much for having me on the show.
And no, you can be a guest at any time. Just call my people, and you can get on the show.
Will do.
Thank you so much. You're welcome.
Thank you.
The Valder Beebe Show is produced by PIP Productions, hosted by Valder Beebe, and sponsored in part by the Food IQ Girls, raising your food IQ. Like us on Facebook at the Food IQ Girls.